You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know some of us are kind of scratching our heads with the unemployment report. I guess now they're saying the unemployment level in this country has dropped to 7.8%. And the reason why some people are kind of questioning that report, rather than going, oh, that's wonderful, yay, go Obama, is because just a few days before on CNN, they were discussing prior presidencies and how some presidents, depending on the amount of unemployment, what their position was in terms at this point of the race. And they had emphasized that no president had ever, been running at the time for re-election with an unemployment above 8%. Okay, I think Reagan, it was at about 7.6% at the time, but they said no president had ever tried for re-election with an unemployment rate this high. And being above 8 could really hurt him because no president had ever been re-elected with unemployment that high. So all of a sudden, 48 hours later, we get a report on jobs numbers saying unemployment report falls to 7.8. Okay, so that's why there's some question. All right. You know, I know these job reports come and go and, you know, we talk about them for a little bit in the news and in the media. And, you know, they make a big deal about them some months. They don't make a big deal about them others. But this one, this is a little odd. So you're having many people going, oh, wait a second here. Okay. Really? Now, could we possibly have more jobs? I mean, they say employers added 114,000 more jobs. All right, this last month. I mean, we are coming into holiday season. You know, I mean, that could be. Maybe there is a little bit of a jump. I mean, usually when we hire for Christmas, many people will hire 3 months before. That could be. But, boy, that 7.8% number is being blasted all over the place. They wanted to get out of the eights. So, I don't know. I don't know how these numbers are done. I don't know if Washington could actually stick their head in and their fingers in and mess with these things. I don't really know much about it. All I do know is that there are many people that have decided to just stop looking for work. Many people have decided to move back in with their folks. They're older folks, as opposed to, you know, our seniors moving in with us. Many of us have moved into the house with our parents. We've decided to leave the job market. So I don't know how accurate this number would be, but I just found it humorous that they got the number down below 8 just 2 days after CNN was discussing how the above 8 number could hurt Obama. Pretty interesting stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wow, it's been a year since Steve Jobs died. Can you believe that? It's been a whole year. Boy, the years are going fast. The time is going by so fast. A lot of stuff to talk about. Still more news on this meningitis outbreak where people who got injections into their backs were unfortunately exposed to a fungus. And this fungal meningitis, from what I understand, has already killed a few people and sickened many others. It's not contagious because this meningitis was injected into them, the cause of it, as opposed to it being one of the types that's viral and bacterial, but still scary nonetheless. We're also going to talk about how glaucoma could be on the rise, which causes blindness and vision loss in people who drink coffee. Lots of coffee. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this Medicare fraud bust that arrested 91 doctors and nurses, kind of the largest of its kind. This is a big, nasty one. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. DrDahlia.com. Of course, you could always email if you're a little shy at DrDahlia.com. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so 91 people, including doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals, have been charged with committing $430 million in Medicare fraud. This involves seven different cities, according to Attorney General Eric Holder. The investigation was coordinated by the U.S. Justice Department and the Department of Health and Human Services, uprooted alleged false billing schemes involving $230 million in home health services, over $100 million in mental health services, and $49 million from ambulance transportation. The charges range from healthcare fraud and conspiracy to wire fraud, according to Mail Online, kickback violations, identity theft, and money laundering. They say this is the largest bust of its kind. Let me see. I'm trying to see if we got any more specifics. The seven cities include Brooklyn, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, and Miami. They say one doctor was writing 33,000 prescriptions for some 2,000 patients between 2006 and 2011. Dr. Joseph Megwa, who practices in Dallas, allegedly signed off these documents without reviewing them, causing $103.3 million in false billings. They say this was probably the costliest part. Two nurses, Ferguson Ikeli and Ebelos Egbor, were indicted along with the doctor. A dermatologist was involved, Dr. Robert Kolbus of Chicago, charged with falsely diagnosing his patients and billing Medicare for treatments that were not given. What idiots? Why would you do? What idiots? You're always going to get caught. The idiots. Seven individuals in Houston were charged with giving kickbacks of cigarettes, coupons, and food to Medicare recipients who would in turn just watch TV or play games instead of receiving the services that were billed to Medicare. Are you kidding me? How do these people think they're not going to get caught? So apparently there was $158 million in that particular case that led to fraudulent billing. In Miami alone, 33 suspects were arrested and charged with fraud of over $200 million. They were giving cash kickbacks to owners of assisted living facilities in order to obtain more patients. Then they billed the insurance plan more than $67 million, often for services that were never offered. I don't get it. I don't get it. You always get caught. All right? That's the moral of this. You always get caught. Don't do it. All right, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,791.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,835.80, $9,1790 for a half ounce, or $4,5895 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,835.80, $9,1790, and $4,5895.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So, you know, we were just talking about the whole Medicare fraud bust and, you know, how patients could even let this happen. I mean, one, I don't understand how, why doctors and nurses would even take the risk and take the chance. And then, you know, patients being given kickbacks to just hang out and watch TV. Well, a study came out a little similar in topic where they looked at patients reading their own medical charts and how patients, you know, liked doing it. It turned out the patients were extremely enthusiastic about having access to their notes online. And I think one way to stop Medicare fraud, one way to stop is having this type of transparency where the patients can read their notes and can have access to their notes. You know, many doctors, they don't like patients reading the charts. I get a little nervous when somebody takes the chart because I don't want them to rip things out of it. So we don't like giving the original chart to patients because sometimes, remember, you as a doctor are responsible for medical records. So if a patient decides to rip a page out and run or leave or whatever, you're still responsible for the medical records. Okay, you have to keep the medical records depending on your state for 5 years, 7 years, etc. And so I have no problem giving them copies. of their chart. Look and see what I thought. Look and see what my diagnosis was. Look and see what my recommendations are. So I'm a huge fan of patients having some sort of a notebook at home that includes their test results, their notes, their doctor's assessments, their medication list. I think it's great. So anyway, in this study, researchers at three U.S. practices found doctors' initial concerns about the extra time it would take to write out notes and answer patients' questions was actually not too concerning. Almost everyone who had access to their notes for the study wanted to keep seeing them. And I guess Dr. Tom Del Banco from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center Boston said he was really, really thrilled by what he saw. He didn't realize that so many patients would actually read their notes. Why is that a surprise? Of course people want to see their notes. The study looked at 105 primary care doctors and more than 13,000 of their patients who participated in the trial. 87% of those patients opened at least one note, and 4 in 10 responded to a survey about their general experience. Well, yippee-ki-yay. Doctors, in turn, didn't report feeling bogged down or limited in their note-taking in the system. Okay. Another paper published at the same time said researchers found implementing electronic health records across one California system was linked to better monitoring and control of patients with diabetes. That was another study that came out, how electronic records appeared to help the management and the overseeing of people with diabetes. I mean, honestly, we do need to get our acts together when it comes to record keeping. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you have so many different electronic medical record systems that just don't jive with each other. And I'm also sick of the cost. We do not have electronic medical records in our office yet. And there's a few reasons for that, and I've discussed that with you all. Number one is I really like writing things down. I love writing things down, and then I could give the patient the notes in real time. All right, I need to work quickly. Even though I could type very quickly, these electronic systems slow you down. Number two is the plan or the program I pick is not going to be what the doctor down the street has or what some of the specialists have. Everybody I work with has a different program. So if my system can't communicate with them, the only purpose of my having electronic medical records is so I don't have to write and we use less paper. Now, that's nice, but it leads us to number three. The average cost of implementing electronic medical records into our office would be over $100,000. $100,000, because they charge at the bare minimum $25,000 per provider. And even if you say, no, well, my husband's a chiropractor, he probably wouldn't use it. No, sorry, he's in the building. If he's in the building, extra $25,000. Now, that's cheap. $25,000 per provider on the scale is cheap for electronic medical records. We're talking a minimum of $100,000. Well, if I'm going to spend $100,000 on medical records or an electronic medical record system, then I want it to be one that communicates with everybody. Because one of these days the government is going to get involved, whether we want them to or not, and say, all right, everybody, I want you on the Microsoft version. All right, everybody has to be able to connect to that one version so that if you end up going on a trip to New York, you walk into that ER, they can access your medical records. And I have to admit, all right, that one aspect of it, even though I find many, many things wrong with us going towards that, but one advantage would be, yes, you're saving money. I mean, having somebody's EKG and then you running an EKG because somebody has indigestion and finding that the EKG was identical to something 6 months prior will ease your mind in terms of what you have in front of you not being a heart attack. You see what I mean? Many times men coming in with indigestion, we'll watch them for 24 hours because we need to rule out heart attack, MI. And, you know, if we have their EKG, because we were able to pull it up on a computer, then we don't have to keep you overnight because we can say, oh, this is the way your EKG is. Oh, your blood works. Oh, your liver enzymes are always up. You're not having a gallbladder attack. Your liver enzymes are always this way. So having access to records will no doubt save money. No doubt. It'll also decrease mistakes being made from doctor to doctor. I can't tell you how many times I never get the notes. I never get the notes from other doctor's offices. And remember, many doctors I work with are electronic. But in order for them to give other doctors notes, they have to print and then fax. So it doesn't matter that they're electronic. or they have to scan or you know, I mean, they still have to give it to me in a form that I can take. And most of us doctors, we still have paper. And they have to give it to us in paper form because nobody's computer communicates with each other. So my worry is I spend at least $100,000 to start, plus you have monthly maintenance fees. And then either the Obama administration or a future administration goes, all right, guys, everybody has to convert their programs. And then you have to pay for that. Well, to hell with that. If I have to be at that point where I'm going to be spending that money, then I want to spend the money on the program that I'm going to be with long term. Because I got to tell you, there are dozens of them out there. And I have no idea which one to pick because I don't know which one is going to be the national one. Now, are we going to move towards national health records? Absolutely. Do we want to? Many of us don't. No. No. I get very nervous about a mass computer system, a mass data bank. I am not convinced that our government, right, can keep that safe and hack-free and protected. If our CIA computer system could get hacked and the Senate could be hacked and the Pentagon could be hacked, yes, I think our electronic medical system will be hacked, absolutely. However, we are going to be going towards a paperless type of civilization later. I don't know if it's going to be 30 years from now, 40 years from now, or 10 years from now. You know, we're not going to be using currency. We're going to be using these cards. Everybody's going to be walking around with these debit cards. I mean, we're going to start seeing less and less paper being used. And there's going to be a huge push for doctors to become paper-free and be working through computers. Now, also, if there's a push for patients to be able to see their own records privately from their house, these portals and these electronic systems are going to be very well received and in high demand. Again, I have no idea how they're going to protect that information. How do you protect it? How do you prevent somebody from going in and messing with it? I mean, even Facebook got hacked. I mean, every that I could think of, even Apple, didn't Apple get hacked? So until we come up with some fail-proof, foolproof way of protecting patients' electronic records, I would say lay low and you know, still let us do what we're doing. But it is an issue. And I think there's a lot of duplication, a lot of money lost. I don't think that's the cause of our healthcare woes. I think there's many others. But, you know, but then also on the flip side, when I was in the ER and I did ER, I was taught by the other ER doctors, don't always redo your own work. All right. Somebody having nice EKG and blood work 1 week prior does not mean he's not having a heart attack in front of you right then and there. So, you know, the old records are extremely important, but it's not going to prevent you from having any test done in the ER. I mean, doctors are still going to have to figure out what the hell is going on right then and there. And what happened to you a week ago may be a moot point. It may have no bearing on what's going on. I mean, I had a patient, she was pregnant. She comes in, she doesn't think she's pregnant. And she had seen the heart doctor because I had she had chest pain about a year ago. And I listened to her heart, and all of a sudden she has a huge murmur. And I don't remember last year her having that nasty a murmur. I look at the heart, the cardiologist notes from a year ago, no murmur, everything's fine, EKG is great. Well, I do an EKG on her. The EKG looks like crap, very abnormal. I don't know what the heck happened to her. A young lady pregnant. I sent her back to the cardiologist. I didn't care that she already saw one. Something's not right, something's new, go back. So, should you ask your doctors to peek at your notes? Absolutely. Why not? Should you have them explain your notes? Absolutely. Do you think they'll like it? Nah, not all the time. Remember, they need to move quickly. They don't want to sit there and have to explain line by line if their handwriting's bad. But I think you as a patient are going to be more empowered if you do, you know, have access to your own medical records. Why not? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget a little bit later this weekend when you guys are on Facebook, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. It's always nice to see who's listening. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also, download our free Android app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want, especially many of you that have real long drives. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Also connect to the podcast and archives. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. And big thanks to all my affiliates playing the Dr. Dahlia Show. If your city and local radio station does not play the Dr. Dahlia Show, give them a call, yell at them, and tell them to bring my show to your station. Thank you. Now, apparently there's a woman, a student, who is auctioning her virginity for charity. A 20-year-old Brazilian student, Katarina Migliorini, is auctioning off her virginity to raise money for impoverished families in her country. The bidding had quickly jumped to 190,000. I don't know if it's still going on. The organizer of the auction has told HuffPost Weird News that he was shocked when she told various media that she was doing it for charity. He thought it was for profit and self-promotion. He goes, I was surprised she said that because in all my dealings with her, she made it clear that it was a business decision for her. This was Australian filmmaker Justin Sicily. Now, given how big the story is in Brazil, she's trapped. If she doesn't give any money to charity, it's going to look bad. For the last 2 years, Sicily has been working on Virgins Wanted, a documentary film that follows male and female virgins attempting to get over that particular hump. As part of the project's climax, oh boy, they're really playing with words on this one, Sicily has been holding a pair of online auctions in which people can bid for a chance to deflower Migliorini, 20 years old, or Alex Stepanov, a male. The auction ends October 15th. The male has received an offer of $1,300. Migliorini's charity auction is now up to $190,000. Once the auction ends and the deal is consummated, the two virgins will lose their respective virginities on a plane as a way to circumvent laws against what amounts to mile-high prostitution. Migliorini has added fuel to the fornication fire. This is well written. Who is the author of this article? This is extremely well written. It's David Moy. David Moy from HuffPost Weird News. Okay, that's great. This guy, very, very well written. All right. Migliorini has added fuel to the fornication fire by offering to donate some of the money to provide housing for poor families in her native Santa Catarina in southern Brazil. All right. They think it may be hard for her to find a charity willing to take the cash from a person who sold it by selling her virginity. You know what? If it's money, it's money. It just, I don't see how she's not breaking the law. I mean, even up in a plane, wherever the plane, how does that work? If you're in the Mile High Club, I mean, does it depend? I mean, what if you're over international waters? I don't get it. All right. This type of transaction is setting, they say, a dangerous precedent, not to mention a call for global prostitution on a one-time basis. To those of us who promote professional successful fundraising vehicles, this is a disgrace. I can't imagine any legitimate charity. That's Cleon Daskalakis. He runs NetRaffle.org that raises money for charities on the Internet. All right. They say, let me see, it has been difficult finding girls for the film because every time we cast one, their friends and family will do interventions, tease them, and get them to pull out. Boy, I got to tell you, this play on words. I apologize if any kids are listening to the show at the time. The filmmaker admits there have been difficulties getting permission for Migliorini to enter Australia, so she is currently in Indonesia waiting for the auction to end so she can enter the next non-virgin state of her life. But first, Migliorini will be examined by a gynecologist to ensure that the person who purchases the privilege of having sex with her is really getting what he has paid for. There is apparently a test to tell if she has, and I won't go into too much detail. Can I wrap this up? Can I please wrap this up? Okay, is there anything more? Though this isn't the first time it's happened. There's other people who tried to launch a virginity thing. I don't get it. I don't think it's illegal. I think it's disgusting. And, I mean, you know, it's not like the sex is going to be fun. I don't understand why a man would find that so enticing. Okay? The first time is miserable. You bleed. It hurts. And it's quick. So that's how I wrap it up. It, honestly, that's what you should tell your, you know, your children and your grandchildren. Okay, everybody thinks that the first time is supposed to be wonderful. It used to be. The first time used to be wonderful, right? Because how was many first times? Well, it was, there was so much anticipation. It was after you were married, you had a big, beautiful wedding, then you wanted to tell all the family to go get the heck out so me and my groom or me and my bride could spend the night. It was beautiful, and it was very romantic. And if there was no romance to it, we didn't tell girls because we wanted the girls to get married and be done. Okay, now, you know, these kids, and it just blows my mind how young these kids are trying to throw away their virginity. And it's a very traumatic experience to them. They have no idea what they're getting themselves into. They think just because they could wear a tampon, they could get through a sexual encounter being a virgin. And they're very traumatized by it. And I see these girls traumatized. And nobody tells them. Or they tell them, but they don't listen because they're kids. You know, they need to hear it from an outside voice going, it's going to hurt and you're going to bleed. And you may even be embarrassed because after what happens. And you may feel violated, you may, and you know, there's a whole variety of things that you may feel that these kids, they just don't get. You know, they talk in school about STDs, which is nice, and you know, the kids are sitting there passing notes and texting and not paying attention. They talk about pregnancy, and everybody thinks, well, that's not going to happen to me, that just happens to somebody that does it a lot. And nobody understands what they're getting themselves into, and it blows my mind. So here's this woman glorifying this, trying to raise money for charity. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, charities need money. So if she hands you 190 grand, you know, even though she lost her virginity, it's not like somebody, you know, was killed for that money. Okay. I mean, not technically blood money. Do I think, what she's doing is ridiculous? Absolutely. But honestly, if you're a charity that needs money and you're taking care of sick people or kids, right? And, or veterans and, you know, someone's handing you $190,000, I'd take it. Take it. All right, what's going on with this meningitis outbreak? All right, this deadly meningitis outbreak has scared so many of us because how many of us have gotten steroid injections in our back? And where the problem lies is where we believe the contamination occurred was in the compounding pharmacies. Now, the compounding pharmacy, what they do is they mix medicines, all right, and they don't appear to have that much federal oversight as the original pharmaceutical company that makes, you know, the individual medications. Now we're up to 5 people have died, 30 people sickened by aspergillus meningitis after receiving spinal steroid injections for back pain. The steroid was made by the New England Compounding Center, which is a compounding pharmacy in Framingham, Massachusetts. A sealed vial of the steroid had levels of fungus that were visible to the naked eye. How this wasn't seen. Now, see, here's the thing, though. Many of these steroids are very cloudy and white. When they settle and they're in a cupboard, the white part settles and the clear liquid is on top. If somebody grabs the vial and starts to shake it, because you don't administer the steroid without shaking it, it could obscure the fungus. And then when it settles later, you could see it. So, yeah, somebody could, you see, I always say, examine the bottle before you shake it. Now, apparently they have recalled 17,000 vials of the steroid methyl prednisolone acetate and has shut down operations. Apparently, we don't have too many statements coming from them right now. But, you know, they really need to get their acts together. This is some scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget a little bit later today to check out the Alaskan cruise. We are leaving next June. For those of you that are thinking about doing something really fun and exciting and exquisite this summer, we got the best rate we could possibly get for an Alaska cruise. Beautiful ship, and we get a lot of goodies thrown in because we're group. So please check that out at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show as well, and Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Boy, I sound redundant, don't I? This is interesting. Did you guys hear about these palm scanners that schools could do, such that kids don't have to bring money to school. They could get their palms scanned. This is interesting. Apparently in Carroll County, Maryland, schools are having the kids undergo palm scanning, the palm of their hands, in a new checkout system, which is kind of raising concerns from some parents that their children's privacy is being violated. This way, kids don't have to come to school with dollar bills and loose change. These students, I guess, place their hands above an infrared scanner, anywhere from kindergarten to 12th grade. It's called a palm secure system. It identifies unique palm and vein patterns and converts the image into an encrypted numeric algorithm that records the sale. Although the school system does not store those images, some parents, I guess, have complained on the implications of having their kids scanned. About 20% of parents have declined to participate in the program. Yeah, I don't like scans. You know why I don't like scans? Even though infrared, it shouldn't be that unsafe. When X-rays came out decades ago, every day when the tech would come in, he would have to test the X-ray machine. And to test the X-ray machine, he would have to put his own hand, you know, and take an image of his own hand. Well, after doing image upon image upon image, many of them eventually got cancer. And so, you know, when you have the, I just still get the heebie-jeebies of undergoing some sort of daily scan. I just do. I don't care how safe it's supposed to be. I just get the heebie-jeebies. Let the kids bring money. But remember, I was just kind of talking about with the electronic medical records. Remember, I was just talking about how we're going to be going to a moneyless system. Yeah, but I thought it was a card. I didn't think you'd have to do a retinal scan or a urine test. All right. Anyway, two children, I guess, let's say, he said the school scanned their hands before sending the opt-out form. I'm concerned about it. It's fingerprinting. It's palm printing. So parents aren't that concerned about the health ramifications. They're more concerned that there's some sort of a database of their child, and, you know, that's, you know, bothering them. Although I do personally recommend you get your children fingerprinted and have that database with the state, you know, in terms of where people can ID your child. I really think that's extremely important. School officials defend the system, saying that the algorithm is the only data stored. It is used to identify a child's account. If students opt out of the service, they could give their names to the cashier who manually charges their accounts. Why are kids being charged for lunch? Don't we pay for free lunch at school? Am I the only one confused? Is that what's happening at school? I thought when you put your kid in school, they get lunch. It's a part of what our taxpayer dollars are going to. I don't get that. All right. Anyway, the school is trying to decrease the time between transactions so they get to eat quickly and then run on the playground. They have a limited time to eat lunch. Well, then expand their lunch. And they often hear complaints that children don't like to wait in a line. Well, boo-hoo. All right. It's all about lines. Trust me. It's all about lines. So anyway, okay, I'm not going to go on with this. Okay, parents are upset. Of course they're upset. I think it's stupid. I don't think you have to screen your kids. Now, another thing schools are going to do is they're going to videotape kids throwing out their lunches, school lunches. There's going to be cameras, from what we understand, in Florida. Lake County school leaders in Florida have proposed using surveys or installing trash cameras. Cameras mounted on cafeteria garbage bins to determine what portion of students' lunches are destined for the dumpster. I remember the 70s throwing out the whole thing. I even threw out the tray. My school lunch was disgusting. According to the Orlando Sentinel, Lake County schools were the only ones in Central Florida last year to phase in the new rules before they were required. Officials estimate that students tossed $75,000 worth of produce in the garbage, prompting school board members to call for stricter trash monitoring to determine what specifically about the new policy is working. Under new federal requirements, which represent major nutritional school meal overhauls and less sodium, trans fats, more whole grains, etc., more fruits and vegetables to the 32 students who take part of the National School Lunch and Breakfast programs. There's calorie caps on lunches, 650 calories for school lunches, 700 for middle schools, 850 for high schools. According to ABC News, students are throwing away twice as much food as they did last year. Did you guys see that video where these students are singing to Michelle Obama that they're starving We are hungry. I don't know. They were singing some sort of song to the We Are Young song. And, you know, they're like falling down while trying to play their sports. I guess the kids are kind of rejecting this whole thing. They say students are throwing away twice as much food from school meals. In response to the student outcry, GOP lawmakers have introduced a bill entitled the No Hungry Kids Act that would repeal the calorie maximums. See, here's the thing. All right. I mean... When I was in high school, that's when we were really able to start messing with the calories because they served French fries and burgers and, you know, ketchup and soda, you know. But again, that was in the 80s. I was in high school in the 80s. And so, you know, how do you restrict that in the high school setting if not, you know, just mandating what these kids want to eat? And you know, I don't think it's up to the school to force a healthy meal down the kids' throat. They should have healthy choices, but it's up to the parents, ideally, to make sure the kids are getting the nutrition that they need and make sure the kids are getting the exercise that they need. So trying to give the kids some sort of a Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem type meal in school and hoping they eat it, I think could be going too far. Because if these kids don't eat and they skip lunch, they're going to do very poorly in their classes later. And remember, the school's job is to make sure these kids are learning and they're passing. Now, I'm not saying they have to have candy, and they have to have chocolate muffins, and they have to have ho-hos. But, you know, trying to put the kids on a diet, all right, and a stringent type of meal plan, and then the kids don't like them, they don't eat, we're going to start seeing a lot of educational issues later with these kids. Not saying they need to eat junk food, but, let the nutrition happen in the house type of thing. All right, no junk food for these kids, but, you know, all right, if the kids don't want to eat the broccoli, don't force it. Give them another option, okay? Let them have an iceberg salad. Even though it's not as nutritious, let them eat something. Calories to the school lunch policy also demand more frequent food audits, which count calories and nutrients like protein and calcium. So basically, this is costing us more money as taxpayers. Those who pass will receive an extra 6 cents in addition to the $2.77 they receive for an average free lunch. Districts that don't comply will lose thousands of dollars annually in federal funding. The trash can approach, they say, could be costly. Apparently, the U.S. Department of Agriculture spent $2 million on a similar endeavor last year in 5 San Antonio elementary schools. Cameras photograph students' lunch trays before they sit down and eat, and then they take a snapshot of the leftovers. A computer program then analyzes the photos to identify every piece of food on the plate and calculates the number of choices each student consumed. Are you kidding me? What a waste of our tax-paying dollars. What a waste of time. Ask the kids. If the kids say lunch sucked, you just saved yourself $2 million. All right? And I don't really like the idea of our kids being photographed, you know, when they don't realize. I don't like that either. Just as the kids walk out, have somebody there with a clipboard going, did you like your food? And if they say it blew, you got your answer. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you could stay on board for another hour, please do. If not, don't forget to tune in on your Android app or at drgaia.com. Y'all take care.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.